Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
And a top of the morning to you on this Wednesday morning, November the 30th. Great to have you on board, as it is our friends at McCafe. And the menu today, thanks to our official coffee partner, has the NBL commish, Jeremy Lowligler. They were up in Canberra yesterday, the NBL Indigenous round ahead of us. We'll catch up with Jeremy. New St Kilda draftee. Now, this young man could become one of the great characters of the competition. We're enjoying getting to know him. We'll get him on the line a little bit later. His name is Mateus Filippo to St Kilda on Monday night, first round of the draft at pick 10. And SEN soccer expert Clint Bolton will dash upstairs to have a chat with us here as well, with a pair of World Cup games going on at the moment, having just kicked off. And this man's about to kick off with us as well. His name's Simon O'Donnell. Welcome, Scoob.
Yeah, morning, Sammy. Dash upstairs is quite right. We're upstairs this morning, studio.
Relocated.
Yeah, Benny Lyon's been in charge for 2 days and we get thrown out.
You're not happy with it?
I know I'm happy, but I just wouldn't have happened with Brooksy.
No? You think we would have tried to have pulled rank?
Well,
would we? There's no one he doesn't speak to, Joel.
Would we have had a case?
I think we... No, probably not.
No, I don't reckon.
I think there's a couple of pretty important World Cup games going on. Which threw me last night.
Yeah,
and you mentioned it to me this morning. I was perched up there waiting for my 8:30 kickoff. Nothing.
No, so we're getting to the nitty gritty now, the group stage, where integrity matters and games are needed to be played simultaneously. So we've lost our friendly early slot. Netherlands, by the way, they rolled to an easy 2-0 victory over Qatar, who ended up losing all three games the host. So the Dutch topped that group. Group A, Senegal through to the round of 16 as well for only the second time. They beat Ecuador 2-1. So on one screen, we've got the neighbours, England and Wales, going at it. And then on the other, we've got the USA and Iran on as well. And the Iran players sung the anthem in the end. Their families had been threatened, according to CNN, with violence and torture if they didn't. This game is just laced with all manner of political things that just go well beyond our field of expertise at the moment. But both of those games at the moment sit 0-0. We'll keep a close eye on them. And the AFL draft wrapped up last night.
Yeah,
as well.
When you just before we get onto the AFL draft, when you explain to me the integrity matters, because not that people need to know my sleeping patterns, but I woke up during the night thinking, you know, I'll see what's going on with the 2 o'clock game. I woke up a little early and there was a game on SBS between the Netherlands and Ireland. And they just was kick to kick. And I'm thinking, why? And then I turned the volume up and the commentator explained the game that had gone on earlier had already finished and these sides only needed a draw and they were one all at the time to progress.
What World Cup was that? Ancient one.
Well, the Irish had white tops on and green shorts. The Netherlands had orange shirt, white shorts. Yep. I'm going back, and I should remember who was doing the stats. It had it on the bottom. I'm thinking it's early 80s.
Yeah, right. But integrity is the reason. Obviously,
and it was I couldn't figure it out. And it's all dawned on me this morning to come in here, and it's just like you've got a halo around your head of sporting information, which I thoroughly enjoy every morning, Sam.
That's enough. The draft concluded last night. There's a halo around all 18 clubs because they've all won last night.
Steals.
Bargains. And what about our man Kinnear Beetson at it again from the Swans? So they did that live trade with Hawthorn on Monday night. They put bids in everywhere, of course. Now, in that trade with the Hawks, though, they got 27, the Swans. Now, Sydney last night used Hawthorn's pick 27 to snatch Hawthorn's NGA prospect Cooper Vickery before the academy cutoff. So the Hawks couldn't match it. So they got the 27 off them, and then they went and nabbed their player. Both Davies landed at Essendon, which is great. Adelaide traded up twice to get into the draft. But the best story, I think, Simon, without fail, is Joe Richards, the Wangaratta school teacher, who was taken by Collingwood with
specialist
with pick 48. So he's going from the Wang Magpies to the Collingwood Magpies 5 years after he was overlooked by all 18 clubs in his draft year. In fact, no clubs had spoken to him. There's a great story in the AFL website, Josh Gabalik, a week ago. No one had reached out to him in the space of, you know, the first half of the year.
He wasn't playing any state league football at all. He just caught the eye playing up there in Wangaratta. He's now 23 years of age and he's been drafted to the AFL.
First thing, good comp.
Yeah, well, good
second
comp.
Thing, never give up. Third thing, Ben Reed was coaching him at Wang. Yep. So that probably helps a little bit when he picks up the phone and says to the Collingwood boys, "Hey, boys, better come up here and have a look at this lady." He goes, yeah. Okay.
You know what else helped him? He posted a video, I think him personally, as it was reported, I'm not seeking to embarrass him here, of his 2022 highlights on YouTube. He did that in September. And there was already some interest then. There was more interest once recruiters got a little glimpse of that. Kicked 11 goals in just his third senior game as a 16-year-old there. So he's got undoubted talent. Mm. He'd come down to play VFL, I think, at the Blues under Josh Fraser at the time, but then COVID hit. That never got off the ground, so he went back home. But he won a premiership with Ben Reed, who you mentioned. There are a few other ex-AFL players up there, Carlton Ford, Callum Moore. So you've got to go a fair way back to find a player who hasn't had any state league football at all, who's caught the eye at a mature age. Probably Isaac Smith's a name that gets thrown around a lot. I think he was 21, but he, even in his draft year, I think, had played a handful of games for North Ballarat in the back half of the season. This guy, Joe Richards, so far off Broadway. It's a great thing for the game to, as you say, never give up. You can be taken from anywhere.
Yeah, that so far off Broadway is even more important now because of those couple of years of COVID, where we're recruiting and searching for players far and wide wasn't as open and as far ranging as what it usually would be. So I think that's really important that these guys don't be afraid to put your name up in lights or make a phone call or re-register, whatever you need to do, because a lot will have fallen through the cracks in those 2 years.
We'll break the draft down, perhaps go through all the clubs out of 7 o'clock and what they did and how they did it. There's a stack of sport going on at the moment. We've got the first test starts today over in Perth between Australia, yes, and the West Indies. Going to be great. SEN's coverage, by the way, starts at 12 p.m. Eastern. Jared Waitley in the house, Simon Kadich with him. The biologist is there. Ian Bishop as well, a name I haven't heard.
Yeah, looking forward for a long to hearing
time. The Bish.
Bish, yep.
One of the great gentle giants of the game, would you say?
Or I wouldn't call him a gentle giant.
Well, not with ball in hand.
Was but a nicer fellow than some of them. And still bowled rather fast.
He did, yeah. He bowled to hurt and he bowled to take wickets. That's granted. But I think off the pitch he was a relatively cool cat, wasn't he? And the team on your home of cricket is SEN for every ball of the Test summer. And then looking ahead to Thursday, the Australian Open gets started. The Vic Golf Club and Kingston Heath as well. Cam Smith, he wants it too. He wants the double. He wants the one that's eluded him, which is great for us, the punter, who might be in for a treat and see some quality golf on Thursday.
We're going to watch the golf on Sunday. I'm looking forward to it.
It should be good. Oh, how's the weather going to be on the weekend?
30.
Pair of 30s.
I've broken out the Bonds blue singlet, the Shearer singlet. Can't wait.
You get the farmer's tan out there.
Yeah.
How good?
How good.
Now, the Australian Open, though, it did take a back seat in recent days because the events at the Cranbourne Golf Club at the weekend have taken all the headlines.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
Yes, I have seen this.
A screaming match between two players, if you haven't caught up with this, has emerged online, probably on a Sunday night, I want to say. It really caught fire in the last 2 days. Now, it's understood to have unfolded at the Cranbourne Golf Club, their annual club tournament over the weekend. There was a disagreement.
Club champs, wasn't it?
Club champs. The best we can tell, there was a disagreement between two players that, as shall we say it, escalated quickly, very quickly, descending into something of an expletive-laden yelling match.
Now, the reason for the crosswords, I think, wasn't there a threat that someone hit up on someone else?
Yes. Well, that was part of the allegations.
Part of the allegations was...
But then other people...
Four!
We've done our best to comb through it to give you... If you've been living under a rock and you're not familiar with what we're talking about, here's a little snippet.
Threaten me with violence. Yeah, threaten me, mate. Take your first shot. And I'll have you super soaked, you idiot. Yeah,
what's going on?
It's club championships.
What? Feel there's a need to address something, I will do that.
Do you reckon that was?
Well, we'll take this up.
Sorry, mate, I'm not taking that shit. I respect you as a captain, but that was a bad decision. That's wrong. Oh, I've got to put up with that, do I? Captain, control your players. Threaten me? How dare you?
Captain, control your players. Now, that went for a good 3 or 4 minutes.
So that's the skipper of the club captain.
Who was patrolling the course and trying to keep the peace, not very successfully.
Wow.
But when...
Skipper.
When seriously, both men completely lost control.
Absolutely.
And it could have descended into all sorts of violence. When have you lost control in the sporting field. 1-300-736-736. Even if you're normally mild-mannered, when have you seen the red mist and completely lost the plot? 0433-98-1116. I don't recall. I reckon golf got me once. And golf might get a lot of people. Tennis is another one. Maybe a few rackets were smashed up. One day on the 18th at Carrington down there in Rosebud, I just devoted a summer to thinking, can I actually play golf? So, you know, rapid improvement early, as there always is.
Yes.
And then a plateau.
I hate the plateau.
And then back. And then we started to regress. And all the habits and all the things you're doing wrong come to the fore. And
you
finally off
the plateau. You think,
finally
can't improve. We're not doing it anymore.
When I sliced my drive on the 18th into, goodness knows, onto the 12th probably, I got my driver, threw it up into the tree and couldn't get it down. I went up into this massive gum tree. It was lost forever. He's got a hold of it. Went up to the, oh my God, I wasn't proud of myself, but as a kid playing tennis as well, that used to get me. But 1-300-736-736, you would have had your moments.
Some people hide their anger, which I find very funny. Very funny. And I played at Deniliquin Golf Club a number of years ago when I was a junior, and I was playing with another junior that was a very, very good player. Very, very good player. He was a left-hander. And on the 8th hole at Denny, it's a straight par 4, and there's a lagoon on the right. Just a, you know, lagoon. Innocuous lagoon sits there halfway across the fairway, about 100 metres in front of you. So we drove up. The very talented junior, which wasn't me, had... left-hander had drawn his ball a little too far into the trees. And a number of the fairways at Denny, they're gum trees, so you can get in a fair bit of strife. That literally all you've got to do is come straight out the side.
Yeah.
No shot going towards the green. And said nothing, absolutely nothing, zero. Then we walked off the tee. He put his club quite meekly back in his bag, and we walked off the tee. And as we came to the lagoon, I heard this sort of rattle of clubs. And what he was doing was picking his bag up off the trolley. He walked to the edge of lagoon and sort of went 1, 2, 3 and just hoisted them right out in the middle.
Like, into the water.
The whole lot. Whole smear. The tees, the balls, the whatever, the towel, every club he had just whoosh. Out, and it just landed. And you watched it sink as it took the water in, and it sunk. And he just then grabbed his cart and walked off and kept walking back to the clubhouse, basically never to be seen again. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And in it all, did not say one word. Not one.
If golf courses Zero. Had eyes, it'd be amazing.
Brilliant.
I lost it after being mancatter playing in Lancashire in a semi-final. Wasn't great. That's from John. Chaps in Bomb Beach.
Greece.
I know your thoughts on that. Chaps in Bomb Beach every Saturday, he loses it. What about you? You've played at the highest of levels in two sports, but surely you've had your moments back in that dressing room, whether it be for the Vics or Australia, or where you've just you've just lost it for a moment.
We had a bad day one day at the SCG as captain of the throw went out. We won the toss. I elected to bat, and I went in. We were 4 for 12 in about 20 minutes and dead set. It was a road. We're on the Hume. And I think, what? They're all back in there. So I couldn't have been angrier, which is a terrible emotion to start, go out and play. So I went out and actually then tried to just bash the New Zealand attack and was lucky enough to get away with it. Came in at lunchtime and I just absolutely let fly at lunchtime. But I was still batting. And I reckon I might have been 98 not out or 99 not out at lunchtime. Then I went out and made a few more after lunch.
You made them look silly.
Yeah, but then we came in after the game. So I held a bit back. Oh, I was absolutely ropeable. Went burlesque. And probably that was the best learning experience for me, that yelling and screaming just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It might work once. Try it again. It'll work a little less. Yeah, the third or fourth time, just look at Joseph. Shut up.
I loved old mate's shot at the end too after this argument at Cranbourne. Then he finally settles down. I'm shaking like a leaf. And then he finally settles down to have his shot and duffs it and starts throwing
now,
the
Now, what happens here? When you watch that, and we've watched it a couple of times this
morning.
I can't
stop watching it.
What's the conclusion?
Well, it's hard to say.
Who's right, who's wrong?
I don't know what the argument's about, other than both men disgrace themselves,
to be honest. But it doesn't matter what the argument's about. The behaviour is what will get both of them in strife. And that's the guy saying I was physically threatened. Because he's played his shot into whatever hole it was and then hoiked his club into his bag. And he, like, it was expletive laden. Benny's cleaned that up, of course. I wonder where this lands.
Well, it got us giggling anyway, and it got everyone giggling. Have a listen to the Wisp last night on Channel 7 News trying to come back from it.
I'm shaking like
the 61-year-old clearly rattled. This was his next shot. In all, there were 45 swear words in the two-minute showdown. Cassie Zervos, 7 News.
Normally such a relaxing game, really. Sport is next with Tim Watson. And, Tim, it's all about the father-sons on night two of the draft.
Yes, Mitch. So famous footy names are about to be in a new chapter. Coming up next, we're live to Marvel Stadium with exclusive details on a lobster from the bush. It's got the AFL world talking.
Have a listen to the Wisp with Mitch last night. Couldn't even get through his script. You know what it reminded me of, though, just before we go to the break? It took me straight back to this famous Hollywood scene.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar. You better relax, Bob. There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf. Oh! I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough, bitch.
Excuse to play a bit of Bob Barker. Hey, there's a stack of sport. Don't worry, we're going to get into the draft. We're going to get into the cricket. We're going to get into absolutely everything. The World Cup is underway, of course, at the moment. A doubleheader, two games on at once, 20 minutes into both, and they're both scoreless. Wales and England 0-0, and Iran and the USA 0-0. Their key games, both of them. Jeremy Loliger ahead of us, Matheus Filippo as well. Clint Bolton's going to come up and have a chat to us to wrap up the World Cup before we leave you at 9 o'clock. The Kogan Money credit card. She's packed full of value. Melbourne Airport parking has that unbeatable $12 a day parking at Melbourne Airport. Drop us a text on the Temper 40 Winks text. They are the consumer's choice winner. Temper mattresses, they've got pillows, they've got adjustable bases, and they conform to the exact shape of your body.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
Great to have your company. Indeed it is on a Wednesday. Hey, Scoob, actually, I look all right this morning. I look presentable enough for you.
Mate, I'm getting used to the way you present yourself in the morning. I wouldn't say I'm getting more used to it.
I think I've got a bit of a on the way in, I stopped, as I do from time to time.
What are you doing stopping on the way in?
I stop at a convenience store just to get a quick hit of caffeine. And there's a pair of coffee machines stuck in the far corner. And, you know, this is 4:30 in the morning. There's tumbleweeds rolling through. The old mate has to unlock the door to let you in. And just half asleep making a coffee. And old mate rocks up to the machine next to me. Just coming home from the clubs, are you, mate? No, I'm not. No, those days are long gone. Oh, you've been at the casino, have you? Big night at the Cassie. Big night at the Cassie. No. What? Why? Oh, you just look like you've been out all night. You had a big night. Mate, I've just got up. It's 5 minutes after I've gotten out of bed. Goodness me. Hey, a couple of texts have come in. When have you absolutely lost the plot? 1-300-736-736. I did like this one from Nathan Nidrin.
Before you get to that, did the fella have a suggestion of how you could improve your appearance?
That was it. Then he just stopped.
Gave you nothing.
Then he just made his mocker and he was out of there.
Well, I thought he might have at least given you a hint, you know, sort of, you know, brush it up a bit. Maybe come in with coats that haven't got rips in them or pants that haven't got rips in them.
I thought he just paused for effect. He said nothing after that. That was it. Nathan Nidri playing at Kensington Oval, and the opposition batsman is given out. He walks towards the rooms cursing and swearing until he gets to a massive oak tree and he hoists his bat into it and it stays there. He continues to the rooms, but the bat falls out of the tree, so he turns around and throws it back up there. Couldn't stop laughing. I mean, how many things would have gone in the drink on golf courses, though?
How many times did you walk under the tree that had your golf club in it after you threw your club in it?
I regretted it instantly. I was desperately trying to get it out of there. It might still be there.
No, but that's what I mean. How many times do you walk under it and look up and say, well, there's my seven?
Yeah. I think that might have been the end of my flirt with golf.
Oh, you gave it away after that.
I didn't really. Funnily enough, we've got a trip to
Cathedral.
We've got a trip to Cathedral coming up next month.
When are you going up to Cathedral?
It's next month at some point, a couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
How many going up?
Wish me luck. I'm not
Who's
sure.
Who's going up?
I'm not sure. I can't answer. I'll get some more information for you and we'll come back. Right. We'll come back.
Mm.
What are you pretty handy with the sticks, aren't you?
I love my golf.
Do you? What's your
Just
cat?
Got back into it. I I reversed out a long time ago for the mere fact of the frustration, of course,
indeed,
is to ruin a good walk. And I've last couple of years got back into it a bit. Thoroughly enjoy it.
Boys, I have a story very similar to the guy throwing clubs in the pond. The difference is he came back to get his clubs out of the water to get his car keys out of the bag. Funniest thing I've ever seen. Threw them in there. Threw them in there with the keys in there. Had to go and fish them out. Unbelievable. The NBA, I love a good buzzer beater in the NBA, and I love a good piece of commentary to frank it. There was a dramatic game yesterday between the Lakers and the Pacers. Now, Indiana were down by 17 points in the last scoop.
I only saw this, didn't hear it, but I did see the great man, LeBron, standing under the basket sort of.
No, that was Davis. LeBron actually had the shot thrown up in his face. So he had the extra humiliation. He challenged the shot, as you're about to hear. Ooh. I think that was Davis under the
Davis rim. Was it, and yep. LeBron was trying to guard
yep.
him.
17 points down, playing in Los Angeles, the Pacers, they rally and they hit this winner at the death. And have a listen to the commentary box.
Miles Turner, three.
Gamer.
Oh, my. What a rebound. Halliburton.
Hold on, he held on it too long.
Nembhard away.
Got it, baby.
Got it. The rookie out of Gonzaga yeah. hits a three at the what buzzer to win the game.
Baby. Way to drop it.
Way to drop the bomb, baby. So the Pacers and the Lakers, season of misery, really, to be honest, continues. ENS are all about it here. We're celebrating the 12 weeks of Christmas. Text in your nomination. This Friday, we'll give away that voucher, $1,000 thanks to ENS. Going to be a fair old day Friday. The Wisp and Gary. Wisp might still be chuckling.
Yep, I'll be listening intently.
They will be here to give away the 2022 Toyota Hilux Rogue, Australia's favourite vehicle. It's wider, it's taller, it's tougher.
Good effort, Gary, flying back for it.
Search
the Bahamas.
Search online. You reckon you're straight back to the Bahamas afterwards?
My word.
Search as Toyota.
The plane's just waiting for it.
Hilux Rogue.
Seeing it, it's in a private plane.
Keep your texts coming through as well on the Temper 40 Winks about either you or your mates who might have just lost it and disappeared off the edge of the cliff and when the frustration kicks in. There's one other thing I want to ask you about when we come back as well.
Yeah.
Foreign films, subtitles, or dubbing? I want to ask you that as well because I've got a mate.
Tarang, after getting dismissed, went back to his ute, got his saw out and cut his bat.
With his saw?